There's still no certainty for parents and teachers of young children in Auckland and Waikato about when they'll go back to face-to-face learning and if it will happen this year. The Education Minister, Chris Hipkins, says Cabinet's agreed a possible return date of the 15th of November, but has also stressed it's only a possible date and plenty of issues need to be ironed out. Stephen Lethbridge, the principal of Point Chevalier Primary School and the president of Auckland Primary Principals Association, joins us now. Kia ora, Stephen.
Kia ora, Lisa.
What level of confidence do you have that kids will be back in the classroom face-to-face by the 15th of November?
Well, look, as the Minister said, it's an indicative date. So all we can do is look at planning for that possibility. We'll be working with the Ministry in the coming days to see what the rules, what the requirements are, and we can move forward from there.
Did you get a heads up about the date before it was announced this afternoon?
Hey, look, we heard with everyone else. We had met with the Ministry last week and we had had said to the Ministry that if there was any consideration for opening schools in the Auckland region, that we wanted to be part of the discussion and the operationalising of that, if that's even a word. We wanted to be part of that conversation so that the people on the ground had a say in how we do that safely.
Okay, so you want a hand in the rules of engagement, right? So from your point of view, how do you see this working? If kids are coming back on the 15th, what do you want to see in place?
So what we need to see is we need to see some clear guidelines around, especially from the health perspective, around what is that gold standard of coming back to school. Now, there's some things that have been put out there. Dr. Jin Russell's got a really good plan in place. NIWA has some really good research around ventilation. So we're just really keen to engage with the Ministry around what that might be, what the requirements are, and then how we can translate that into daily life in schools. That may be a staggered group of children coming into school. We might see school opening up, but it might not be the school that people would be used to.
I know it's early days, but when the Minister talks about staggered schools, how do you see that? Would that mean, say, some kids come Monday, Wednesday and Friday and the others come on another rotation? And what happens when they're not physically in the classroom? Do they keep learning on their device at home, or how do you see it working?
Yeah, these are the things that we need to iron out. I sort of hark back to the days of carless days. There may be schoolless days for some cohorts of kids. And so what would happen is we'd need to work that out, what the parameters are, whether there are children that are on site for a couple of days a week and then there's some learning that's given to them to carry them on for the rest of the week. All of those options are on the table. Nothing is in concrete yet. We're going to be working with the Ministry to make sure that we've got the best for all schools in the Auckland region.
If you do get back on that date, you basically get a month of learning, don't you, face-to-face, before you break up for the year?
Yeah, we do. We get a month to reconnect, to check in with the kids. They've had 10 weeks out of school and you know, in a very disruptive time for them. So, yeah, it's really important that we get to see them at some stage.
So how critical is that month in terms of what you will do there? Is it about re-socialising the kids? Is it about setting them up for next year? Or what would you be aiming for? What's top priority for that month if it happens?
I think each school will look at that differently, taking into account the communities that they serve. They know their communities, they know their school and what the needs are. What will happen is that schools will assess, okay, so what are the needs for our children coming back in? That's what we're going to tackle. We've got to remember that, you know, there's a cohort of kids coming through our primary and intermediate schools. You know, we've got some year sixes that will leave primary schools at the end of this year. We've got year eights leaving intermediate schools. So, you know, there's priorities around those leaving stages that need to be taken into account. So I think that we'll be looking at socialising, getting back to how we learn at school, reconnecting with people at school, reconnecting with teachers and moving on with learning needed.
We're being told all the time that COVID's with us now, right? So we're learning to live with that, which potentially means there could be periods in the future where you can't be in the classroom, you're back to home learning. And what we're hearing from some primary schools is they've got 50, 60% absenteeism on digital devices, kids not logging in. So what other resources do you need for schools that are not still fully equipped to help their kids learn from home?
Yeah, look, the digital divide is a crucial discussion that we have to have. And it's not just having access to a device, it's solid, stable connection in the home. So that's a whole other conversation that needs to happen. We're talking with the ministry around, you know, is there some sort of, in case of lockdown, rip this package open and off you go type approach. And that gives some clarity and certainty in the short term whilst the remote learning programs kick off again.
Stephen, sorry to interrupt.
Sure.
Sorry to interrupt, but we're basically 2 years into this, right? We're 2 years into this. So has the Ministry of Education failed some of our children?
Look, we've had 2 years of interruptions. What we've had is we've had constant calls around the digital divide. Now, look, schools had the lockdown last year, and some schools chose to spend devices on money, some didn't. You know, so there have been device rollouts. What we do need, though, to address is the disparity that we've got currently with access to the internet and access to devices.
Really appreciate your time, Stephen. Stephen Lethbridge there, who's the principal of Pointshead Primary School and also the president of the Auckland Primary Principals Association.